This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Ryan,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on a Thursday morning. By the way, it's a little cool right where I'm at, so we feel your pain. It's 44 degrees here in Tampa, which is cool for us. Also, we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network, and you can also hear us around the world because we're up on the Westwood One XDS satellite, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and all those who work in the emergency services, thank you for what you do. And to those firefighters up there tonight fighting the Markel Paper Company fire, the 7-alarm fire, Man, I feel for you, brothers. I've been there before. I know what it's like to be frozen to the fire hose and literally have to be chopped off with a fire axe. So hopefully you guys are doing all right, but stay low. And all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security, and the construction workers too, thank you for what you do. Now, don't forget, you go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo right there to register for the free Gun of Day giveaway and check out a membership in the USCCA. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, PowdersCoded.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, before we get started, there's some activity going on in Laredo along the border. We have one of our favorite truck-driving husband-wife teams that's down there sitting in a truck stop watching all this. They've got several military helicopters flying over the border in an area. Apparently, there's a lot of activity on the ground over in that direction, which is not very far away from where they're at. I'm pretty sure I know what truck stop they're sitting at down there. And also, we may or may not hear about it because maybe it's an intrusion, you think?
I have no idea.
Well, you can speculate a little.
No.
Because Laredo, there's people that used to come through that fence when it was old all the time. Now we got the double reinforced down there, so we'll see. By the way, did you see the drug shipment that they got yesterday?
They actually got it on the 28th of January.
The fentanyl.
Correct. They got enough fentanyl. I think they're going to have a press conference about it today.
They are.
That they got enough raw fentanyl pills and meth.
Mm-hmm.
But the fentanyl they got was enough to kill 50 million people.
It was the biggest haul ever of the stuff.
And what is particularly interesting is it came in through a port of entry.
Through a truck.
Who is part of the program where you're a trusted driver.
Yep.
And obviously there was a Mexican guy who's now status with that has been revoked.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that there's not a crisis on the border, so there you go.
Yeah, and I remember when that program started years ago because that's how the Mexicans and regular drivers came in and brought the stuff across. But, you know, you get paid for what you know, who you know, and I guess they decided to make a little extra money along the way, but this guy will, you know, hopefully we'll find something else out here. But anyway, you know, as we started out, when we teased it to begin with, coming up, the Dems have offered no money at all towards the border wall or barrier. So the president right away came out and said, well, I'm considering the state of emergency, which I think he's going to do. Like it or not, I think he's going to do it.
Okay.
So that'll create a legal challenge on the other side. They may or may not get a judge that will say, no, we're going to put an injunction against this, but it'll fast-track its way to the Supreme Court, mark my words.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think that that's possible?
It's possible. I'm not convinced. I think he's using that as leverage because we have a bigger immigration chaos than just the border money for the border wall.
Yep.
And those are the things that need to be solved. So he needs legislation on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he's trying to do is force the issue. I mean, he's had months and months and months and months to declare a national emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And he's chosen not to do that. He's just using that as a, you know, as a bargaining tool, and the Democrats are just not going to work with them. I mean, they've been in a session all day yesterday. One side of the room was the Republicans, the other side of the room was the Democrats, and they're not coming together.
Mm. By the way, that gold that we're talking about that was there in Venezuela, Al in Nebraska is telling me, at $2,000 an ounce, the 20 tons would be worth $1.2 trillion if the gold is...
It's actually worth about $840 million 20 tons. Now, the big question is, this happened after the Bank of England that holds $1.2 billion in Venezuelan gold was refused to be given to Maduro. He had sent an envoy. The Bank of England had turned him down, and that was at the behest of the United States. Now, it's written that, or it's reported that there are some 20 tons of gold bars in Venezuela. We don't know whose gold that is. My sense is it's not Venezuela's, but I don't know. I think it may be Russian.
Well, supposedly that's why that plane was sent there. But anyway, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. When we come back, Lindsey Graham wants the FBI to talk about the tactics they use to take down Roger Stone. Will they or won't they?
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Remember, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. And if you trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And make sure you do that. They give a different gun away every day. And if you want to become a member, remember that you get $474 worth of free stuff to become a member. And you also get the great Concealed Carry magazine to boot. So that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Click on their logo link off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. First of all, we have a question. You ready?
Yep.
We had a caller during the break that seems to think the reason that we got the problems that we got with the Intel community to a certain degree is because Dan Coats was an Obama holdover. I don't believe so. I believe he was
No. He's a Republican. He is from Indiana. He was previously a senator.
Right.
He was also a former diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the director of national intelligence, and he's a Trump nominee, an appointee, and he was confirmed under Trump. Trump put him there.
That's what I thought. So. Mm-hmm. So then.
He replaces Clapper in that job.
Yeah, and of course he came out and he pretty much refuted everything that President Trump had said. But then again, he's sitting there with the facts. You got to believe the guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not refuting. I guess Trump is really refuting him. He's refuting Ray. He's refuting Gina Haspel. Those are all Trump people.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, now... let's mention Lindsey Graham. We talked about him a little bit. There's something else going on here. Let's see. Let me find it here. We know that he's concerned about the tactics that were used against Roger Stone, but then he also talked about the Venezuela situation, that we are supporting Guaido. By the way, Vice President Pence is headed to Miami today for a meeting of the Organization of American States, I do believe.
He's meeting with some people that have bailed out of Venezuela. They're Venezuelans that...
In Miami?
Yes. They've okay. kind of created a little organization among themselves. And apparently they are had some kind of rank, political rank, within Venezuela. So mm-hmm. he's meeting with them.
Now, if you were a fly on the wall, what would you think might be discussed there?
Well, I mean, if for nothing else, it is like what we do to once we get Maduro out of there and we move into, certainly rule under Guaido, and then they have to go into elections. But mm-hmm. we don't know. Maduro is dug in his heels. He says he's not leaving. He was ready to talk, but I think China and Russia got to him, and as a consequence, he's going to change his tactic here, and they're not leaving. Now, China and Russia have got a large investment in Venezuela, least of which is a naval base.
Right.
It is, between China and Russia, and this is what came out with Coates in that intelligence meeting before the Senate yesterday, or day before yesterday, mm-hmm. is that China and Russia, who typically have never really worked together before, are working together. And that's what they said. That's a big problem. That's a big, huge problem. And, as a consequence, China and Russia are now very involved in leveraging their ambitions in Venezuela to keep Maduro there, much like is what has happened in Ukraine. So mm-hmm. this is a bigger issue than I think is certainly being reported by, the news.
Is this going to boil down to a gunfight at the OK Corral?
Well,
It could.
But I would say that when you listen to John Bolton and Steve Mnuchin the other day at their briefing, they are appears to be quite prepared. When Bolton had 5,000 troops to Colombia on his legal pad, I would say that we don't know whose 5,000 troops that they are.
Nope.
According to the Pentagon, however, the Pentagon is stating that they know nothing about 5,000 U.S. troops going to Colombia.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we already have the Green Beanies down there and the Rangers and the Special Ops, and we also have a number of other forces there with the OAS states in the region, and they operate together all the time on the drug front.
No, I don't know. We got Green Berets and whatnot down there.
We got Navy SEALs down there because that's where our buddy Eric was always talking about, Eric and Seminole.
Well, I mean, you've got certain field teams that are assigned to Latin America, for sure, and that generally is coordinated out of Southern Command.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is going on that the Russians' Twitter account published confidential Mueller probe documents? How did they get that?
Okay, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. There was a Russian troll account called Hacking Redstone. And Mueller is investigating a corporation, a Russian company called Concord Management. And certainly in discovery, when these kinds of things happen, the respective lawyers have to produce documents.
Mm-hmm.
And so those that were produced, there wasn't a hack, but those that were produced were leaked by Concord, and is the situation of Concord LLC versus Mueller. And so then they took those documents. They altered the documents for misinformation, which is very common by Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started tweeting them out and threatening. So this has got nothing to do with anything wrong that the Mueller team had done. It is what Russia is doing and how they are using these documents, again, that were altered, and they're going to continue to do so all the way through the 2020 elections. More chaos.
Are they still doing it, or do they have the ability to be able to?
Well, apparently there was over 1,000 documents, so I don't know how many that they have started to tweet out, but they were, you know, some were clearly leaked online through a Twitter account, again, by hacking Redstone. We don't know who hacking Redstone is, but I'm sure that the FBI is looking into where that's all coming from. But, you know, they just said, yeah, there was collusion. I mean, this is what Russia does. And it just says, enjoy the reading. The tweet included a link to a page that Mueller had said included sensitive discovery documents that were structured in such a way that it made it clear that after they were obtained, after the Russian investigations had begun, so it's been going on for a while because of Concord, that they were not hacked by U.S. government computers. So, yeah, they're using our stuff against them.
Now, do you remember Rand Paul's neighbor that went on to rant and got into the fight? Yeah, I see yesterday there was a legal case decision where Rand Paul was awarded more than $580,000 after the neighbor's attack. Is this guy that wealthy?
I have no idea.
I guess he's...
doesn't mean they can have the award, but they can take never to pay it back. You know, that's just a bill that the neighbor has now. So, I mean, I don't think Rand Paul's expecting $580,000, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, all right. And I see George P. Bush got active yesterday down in Texas. He said, unacceptable, Texas is still waiting for Hurricane Harvey aid. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? Who's dragging their feet?
I would imagine the release of funds from the government. That's not an unusual situation here. And, you know, I think, what is he? He's the secretary of something for the state of Texas.
Yeah, I can't think of what it is, but you're right. Okay, well, here comes the music. We will talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check her out. Go there. Sign up for her articles, her daily sit rep. You'll find out what she knows when she knows it. Meantime, I'll be right back with our next Military Veterans News segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. the wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Paul Stensrud has opened his church to the homeless in Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
It's a hand up, not a handout, you know, but we're here to help them get to that next level to get them off the streets.
Wind chills in parts of Kentucky hit minus 25. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. I talked to Bo yesterday, and Bo was telling me how things were working out up there in Camp Lejeune because they still got an issue up there. We'll get into that during this report. But I will tell you that if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, listen to this because you'll find out how to get out of it.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the important thing, folks, about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do is if you are a military veteran post 9/11, or if you are a civilian and you're interested in a serious career that requires a commitment on you of 14 months to learn how to do what needs to be done, then guess what? I've got an opportunity for you that's just got your name all over it. Now, they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a tremendous
high-paying job that has unlimited earning potential for your growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I know a lot of you out there are just kind of putting in your time, looking for something better, and you go, well, there'll be a better job come along. How about if you train for this one? How about if you get your certification? Maybe you keep your old job and you go to one of the two locations that National Aviation has, the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and one in Clearwater down here. You work a day, you work in the night, whatever. You go to school in the day, the night, whichever it works for you. Because in 14 short months, you will be on your way to a high-paying in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, keep in mind, you can check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's the National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. By the way, breaking news here before we go on. Virginia Republicans Tuesday night killed legislation that would have loosened abortion restrictions after the bill's sponsor admitted it would allow the procedure even after the mother went into labor. A House subcommittee voted 5-3 to table H.R. 2491, called the Repeal Act, with all Republicans voting to table it and all Democrats voting against it. So the abortion bill that created all the brouhaha yesterday in Virginia has been denied, and it's now currently been tabled, so we won't hear from that again during this legislative session. But they tried to get it through, and it just did not work. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. All right, now, got something to say here. You know, we told you about the Gerald R. Ford, $13 billion aircraft carrier, which is unbelievable. But here's the other thing you need to know about. The U.S. is in the early stages of withdrawal in our fight against ISIS. ISIS is squeezed into just a few square miles, and that's it. And then they're done. And while the noose is tightening up on the final group of Islamic State fighters along Syria's middle Euphrates River Valley, U.S. troops are preparing their own departure once the terror group's physical holdings are finally eliminated. Hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. And these guys are putting up one whale of a fight, these ISIS guys. So this is not easy. It's kind of like the Japanese were in World War II. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Now, the United States is also seeking to broker an agreement between the Syrian Kurdish forces and Turkey to prevent them from going to war in northeastern Syria once American forces withdraw. This coming from a senior Kurdish official. Now, keep in mind, we may keep our troops there to establish the sanctity, if you will, of the Kurds being there so that they can get along. We'll see. We'll see. And the Kurdish leader yesterday, Ilham Ahmed, had an impromptu meeting with President Trump at a Washington hotel, and he said that he's seen no activity of the U.S. withdrawing out of Syria yet. So we'll just go along with him on that and see what that, well, that works out. Now, we also are going to be sending more troops to the border. DOD is responding to a request by the CBP to send at least another 1,000 to 1,500 troops down there to help with what needs to be done. They do have 12,000 illegals on the way, a couple of different caravans, and they're trying, the one caravan's trying to catch up to the other so they can have just one huge amount of people coming at us. Now think about that for a minute. 12,000 people coming at the border. Even if they scatter out and some go to Texas, some go to New Mexico, some go to Arizona, and the rest go to California, that is just going to slam the border. And they know where to go. They know where to go to get in. Their intel is that good. But the people that are guiding them, that are leading them, the American people that are in there, the different groups that are involved in this, one of them is an offshoot of the old Barack Obama political action committee. And this is what they're now doing. I mean, do I need to tell you any more? Don't think so. But it becomes what it becomes. And, of course, as we wait to see what happens there with the troops, we also will wait and see what happens with the investigation into the Yemen refueling, where the Pentagon's internal watchdog is trying to investigate military refueling missions in the Middle East and Africa after the U.S. undercharged their allies by $331 million for their support in the Yemeni civil war. Now, that wasn't smart. We undercharged them for the jet fuel they were getting from us when we were refueling the aircraft up in the air. Unreal. Unreal. Now, after a rough 2018, the Army recruiters are now trying to turn around both its strategies and its notorious culture. They are, right now, not trying to sugarcoat anything, but being an Army recruiter is a grueling, frustrating job, and many non-commissioned officers who get that selection phone call dread the cutting of those new orders, because it's not easy. They're put under quotas, and they got to meet those quotas, and they got to be creative sometimes, and just maybe they might not say the total truth about something when somebody wants to sign up so they can get them to sign up. Oh, I want to be a Ranger. Oh, sure, here, sign here. It doesn't work that way. Oh, I want to be a Green Beret. Oh, yeah, sure, sign here. Sorry, I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. All it means is that depending on your aptitude, depending on basic, depending on you, you may or may not get the opportunity. But to guarantee it, and it's just not going to happen. Now, China's ongoing military buildup on islands in the South China Sea is kind of like akin to preparing for World War III, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee declared on Tuesday. Wow. And there's a carrier strike group fighting a war off the coast of Virginia, but nothing's exploding. It's the USS Abraham Lincoln and their group. They're waging a virtual war at sea through their computers to tighten up their skills. Now, I will tell you that this has something to do with the robot ships that are out there, too, and large and medium-sized unmanned surface combatants that have been underdeveloped by the U.S. Navy will likely have crews aboard, at least at first, because you can't trust the ship to do what they need to have it to do. All right, well, we're coming back, and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group with four dealerships to serve you. Now, the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Carrollwood is the new kid on the block. By the way, I'm going to be making a personal appearance up there in the not-too-distant future, so I'll let you know about that. It'll be a Saturday deal. We'll also have some food we're going to bring along with us. I think it's going to be for Mission Barbecue. Don't quote me on that, but we definitely have a nice Veterans Appreciation Day up there. Now, they've also got the Moss Nissan dealerships in Crystal River, where it's 35 degrees, folks. Hello, Crystal River. And also in Newport Richey, where I believe it's 39 degrees right now, according to what I saw a few minutes ago. So don't forget also about Home Assassa Springs and the Moss Wholesale to the Public, where they sell these certified pre-owned cars. And remember, four words, you serve, you save, you serve, you save. Tell them the captain sent you, you get yourself $500. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's the temperature up there in the frozen tundra?
Oh, boy. I didn't even check. It's probably right now, probably around 15, I would say. That's my guess.
Okay. Well, you know, they've got a huge snowstorm up there on the lee shore of Lake Ontario from about Oswego all the way to the Canadian border. Blizzard warning.
Oh, yeah.
Also out there in Buffalo too, by the way, Buffalo to Ripley.
We're not gonna get a blizzard around yet. That's farther up north. Little snow squall. That was
yeah. It's the way that the it's just right there off the lake. It's the way the wind is blowing, and it's got to do with this horrible freezing cold weather. All right, now I got a question for you. And it comes from Randy, and Randy's in St. Louis. He says, Captain, appreciate your show very much. I'd really appreciate getting an answer from Chris. I'll be listening because I'll be on the highway doing my deliveries. Well, okay, thanks, Randy. He says, I've had stocks, I've had bonds. I've decided that because of inflation, it's been destroying my retirement, and now I've got the opportunity to buy gold or silver. They're telling me a lot of really good things about it, but what does Chris feel about that?
Boy, you're making a big mistake doing that. First and foremost, you've got stocks, you've got bonds. I mean, you're going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. You need to diversify your portfolio and get your financial plan done the right way. The big inflationary items that have really affected Americans have been healthcare and have also been college education. They've been higher than anything else. Now, we've obviously seen other things. Cost of living things from time to time, certain foods, whatever it may be, tolls, and other things that have gone up as well. And they've been, they haven't helped Americans at all. But, if you've got your portfolio done the right way and you've got companies that are paying you to own them, paying dividends, you most certainly can be staying well ahead of inflation.
All right.
Especially over the past few years. I mean, going into something that doesn't pay you anything to own it, makes little sense to me.
All right. Would it be okay with you, because he's asking me if he could have your phone number? You want to give out? You have a business number you want
to
give out?
Yeah. Well, if you go to my website, it's the best place you can go to. You can sign up for one of our financial planning kits there, or you can just. We do have an 800 number helpline. Operators, we have them there 24 hours a day, and we'll get right back to you. 800-471-5984.
Okay, very good. Maybe you can help out somebody there. And he says he's also a veteran. And Randy, thank you for your service. And no question is a dumb question. If you don't answer it, that's the dumb question, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things we do. And, it's unfortunate. I was talking about it yesterday, the amount of, senior citizen fraud that takes place. They were talking about the numbers, and I said the numbers are low because a lot of senior citizens, after they get taken by some crook, they're afraid to tell anybody. We're here to help. I mean, any question you have in regards to someone approaching with some type of investment, we'll call. We'll tell you if it's on the up and up or not. It doesn't take us long at all. The amount of people that, you know, we could have saved in regards to Bernie Madoff and major scams that have happened throughout the country, all people need to do is just to pick up the phone. We could have pointed you in the right direction.
Now, I need to inform the audience that late last night, the story is now coming out. In Virginia, they had the Senate committee that was talking about that ridiculous new abortion law that we've all heard about up until and after birth.
Yeah, listen, I make a point to, you know, I've always made a point, but I've been like you on the air for, you know, almost 20 years now.
Yep.
Not to talk about abortion, and I'm waiving that as of right now because I'm thoroughly. I don't even know what to think.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you off the hook. Here's the latest, folks. By a vote in the subcommittee, where it would have come out for a vote on the floor of the legislature, by a vote of 5-3, strictly along party lines, Republicans outnumbered the Democrats, it has been tabled, and it will not go up for a vote.
Well, I mean, that's great, but the fact that it's even being considered, I mean, this is, when you think of something, when you try to come up with, someone were to call you up and say, you know, could you give me an example of pure evil? That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be one that I would give. It would be right at the tip of my tongue, you know, you're killing babies. And that's what you're doing. And that's saying again, hey, we just had it happen here, what Andrew Cuomo did here in the state of New York. I'm disgusted. Yeah, I'm saying to myself, you know, we call ourselves a God-fearing country. No, we're not. No, we're not.
No.
I said, you know, why would God protect a country like ours if we're going to do things like this? I'm just disgusted.
There's a movement afoot to excommunicate him from the Catholic Church, too. But anyway, let's talk about something that's really positive. You know, Ford, they were shutting down a plant in Detroit, and what they did was they actually brought back the old Ranger. Remember the Ranger pickup?
Yes.
Well, they brought it back. It's got a new style, and I've seen it. It looks kind of sharp. You know, it's not a heavy-duty deal, but it is what it is. And now
they need more workers because the demand has gotten such that they've got massive overtime going on in the Detroit Ranger factory, and they're actually looking for people that want to work so they can get rid of some of the pressures being put on the workers to work like 18 and 20 hours a day.
We got also, I think, they're bringing back the Bronco as well.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, SUVs sell well. I mean, it is what it is.
OJ's car is coming back.
Yeah, OJ's car. That was a nice car, the Bronco. The SUVs are doing well. I mean, General Motors, everybody was, talking about, what they were doing and how they were closing plants and a lot of this has to do with sedans, and cars are not doing well. So you gotta make cars that people want to buy. I made fun of this last week on the programs. In fact, the Cadillac, they're right now trying to move towards nothing but electric vehicles. And I'm saying to myself, why? I just think that that's a mistake. I don't think that the luxury car buyers are going to be really concerned with gas mileage, quite frankly. So, again, I think that the move to SUVs is a good one. You got to make cars that people want to buy.
Well, the first flight car I had in the fire service was a Bronco. I forget what year it was. Might have been in the 80s, middle 80s. And it was that little square one, remember? Not the bigger one, that little funny-looking one.
You know that they have people right now they're like specialist car makers, the old 1960s Broncos.
Yep.
If you wanted to buy, they're like making those today. They got these specialist car makers, they're like $200,000 plus.
See, I should have kept the one I had.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, they're worth the fortune.
Yeah. Okay. What are you talking about today?
Well, definitely, like I said, I have to address what's taking place in Virginia. And again, you're the governor of a state. Talk about killing a baby.
That was disgusting.
I'm still trying to get my arms around it. It's like surreal to me. So we're definitely going to be hitting upon that. And we're also going to be talking, obviously, about the Fed yesterday and their statements and what it means moving forward.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. I've got about a minute left here, but I got to read something here. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. So take care.
You got it. Have a good one, Matt.
All right. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And thanks, Randy, for the question. And you got your information back, so hopefully that'll help you out. Okay. I want to mention something about the Sarasota crowd. A number of you have gotten back to me, and you want me to find a place to have lunch with the captain down there in Sarasota like we used to on Thursdays. I am working on it. That's all I'll say. I'm not sure where we're going to go, but I got a couple of ideas here, and just give me maybe a couple of weeks, and we'll put it into place, and we'll at least try one and see how it works out. I've also, as you know, on Tuesdays, I'm up here at Mission Barbecue, and it could very well be the Mission Barbecue down there in Bradenton on Thursday. Could very well be that Mission Barbecue down there. We'll see if we can make that happen, because I can't just show up in there with a whole bunch of people and they're not prepared. That wouldn't be fair to the people. All right, we will be right back. Ron Edwards, the ronedwards.com, is coming back in from Texas. He came in with his cowboy hat and his Tony Lama boots, and he's ready to go. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.